I'm Eric Hartley with the Great American Trucking Show. And if you've been listening to the program over the last, couple of years, you know about the Meritor Champ Truck Series. It's going on right now. They are right about mid-season. Let's talk more with Mike Ryan and Deesa Gilbride. Mike, welcome to the program. How are you, buddy?
Great, man. Good to be back here again.
Great to see you. And Deesa, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Let's talk about, Mike, where we are right now in the heart of the season with Meritor Champ Truck Series. Get us up to date.
Well, we've had six events so far all across the country, starting in New Jersey in April. That we went, then went out west to Thunder Hill Racetrack, and then we've kind of been working our way around the whole country trying to get the word out and demonstrate the trucks across the country so it becomes a nationwide event.
Right, right. Deesa, what has the response been like at these tracks?
The response has been amazing. We started off with probably about 500 people in New Jersey. We had about 4,000, over 4,000 at VIR. So
wow.
It's been growing exponentially.
Yeah. Mike, what are we seeing in terms of the competition, the actual trucks that are out there? It's been interesting as I follow along here online. Fill us in.
Well, the design of Champ Truck is to make this accessible to people in the trucking business or people that like trucks. So it doesn't have to be about professional drivers and big giant race teams and all that kind of stuff. We want people in this industry to be involved, and that's exactly what we have. We have a fellow that's a Mack mechanic at the Nashville Mack dealership.
Right.
We have two guys that own a company that haul coal one way and sand the other way that are based out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They got about a 25 Peterbilt fleet.
Yeah.
We've got Minimizer that makes the plastic fenders and stuff. They campaign two trucks.
Right.
And we have some folks from Hungary that are campaigning a Volvo truck. They're the current European champs last year, and they're leading the points this year, and they're, you know, they've got a lot of investment in this series in America, hoping that we're really going to expand. So it's, and there's more yet to go. A diesel repair shop in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Right, right.
So we've got this great group of people, and they all started with these trucks, and we all got out on the track at the same time, and you couldn't have had a larger disparity of racing skills and truck capabilities.
Right.
Six races later. This competition is insane.
Really?
They are going really well. The drivers are now understanding the concepts of road racing and what that takes and braking and acceleration
and
the most efficient way around a track. And they've modified their trucks within the rules. And it's not about money. It's more about setup.
Sure, sure.
And so, if you look at our average lap times at just event, and then you also look at it between the competitors, everything's really tightening up. So it's fun to see how competitive these races are getting.
Right. And, Deesa, that's where we start to see the fan base for each of those teams grow a little bit, but also the overall fan base for the sport growing as well, right?
Yes. So we have all of that. We have people who will race anything. It doesn't matter what it is. So
yeah.
To see a semi-truck out there is an amazing thing, and so they want to see that. And then you have people who are truckers who say, I didn't know you could do that with a semi. So
we have
the gamut of any kind of fan.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Mike, is that you don't have to be a trucking fan to love the Meritor Champ Truck Series. Anybody and everybody, we want, obviously, all those locals to come out and see something they've never seen before. This is a great, great spectacle.
You're absolutely right. At first, I started going around all the truck repair shops and the truck dealerships and anything that felt truck within any region we were racing at.
Right.
And we've kind of changed our tack. They're coming anyway.
Yeah.
But the general public goes, I didn't know.
Right.
And when we tell them that, they show up and they love it because, they're used to seeing, if it's their region racetrack, they're used to seeing cars out there, and they see two or three cars wide coming into turn one. They go, well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then they see three trucks do it, and they're just stunned because they can't believe it could even happen.
Yeah. How many more races now this year?
We have three more to go. We have Hastings, Portland, Oregon, and Las Vegas.
All right. And so it's real simple just to go to the website and follow along here. And you can also, you know, you can find out where these events are going to be. And we invite people to do that. Go to the website. Deesa, what is the website?
It's www.champtruck.us.com. In September, the end of September, once NASCAR has made their announcement of their dates, we will then make our announcement so they can see what we're doing for 2016.
Perfect.
And plan to come to any of those 10 events.
Yeah, because, Mike, that's a great point, is that what Deesa touches on here, we can expand on that in that some folks may have missed it last year. Maybe they found out too late. They didn't plan in time to get there out to their track, but later this year, you're going to find out what 2016 and the schedule looks like. That way, you can make plans. Go to the website and make those plans now. It's a great family outing, great family entertainment.
Well, you know, and a lot of this was kind of our inability to do what we needed to do early on. You know, the first thing we had to do is get teams and get trucks and get everything working with the rules and
right.
and in unison.
Right.
And now we're focusing on getting the word out to the public so that they can come watch us, because now we're truly worth watching. It's
sure.
truly an exciting event to,
right.
to see.
Yeah, you need to check it out. Go ahead, Deesa, any last words here?
I do. I just wanted to share that this is very much a family-friendly event. And for each adult that does come and has a paid ticket, three children under the age of 15 are free.
Okay, that's huge, because not only is it family and great family entertainment, it's affordable. So, you know, we understand that sometimes when you hear something's happening at a big racetrack, you might think, wow, that's automatically out of my budget range. But this is not. This is well within the family budget.
Well, that was the conversation. If mom and pop went out and took two kids to the movies, it's about $10 a ticket, right?
Yeah.
So $40. Mom and pop can bring two kids for free, or actually six kids between them.
Right.
So for $40, you get mom and pop, six kids.
Yeah.
They can all come out and enjoy a day of racing.
Yeah, and it's just great entertainment. And check it out. Once again, Deesa, the website is?
www.champtruck.us.com. And don't forget to like us on Twitter, which is champtruck.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Deesa. We appreciate your time. Mike, good to talk to you as always.
Thank you so much, Eric.